In today's episode of the Ink and Impact podcast, I'm going to cover 5 essential networking tips for writers. As a book coach who serves Christian indie writers throughout their self-publishing journeys, I've learned that one of the biggest challenges they face is promoting and marketing their brand and their books. Yet, one of the best ways to promote oneself is the very thing that many writers avoid like the plague, which is networking. They come up with a list of excuses. I'm an introvert. I don't have time to network. I don't have the money. It's sleazy. Maybe you have a few additional reasons of your own. So before I dig into the 5 essential networking tips for writers, I think it's important to first overcome these objections and help you understand why networking is important to your author career, especially as a Christian writer. Welcome to Ink and Impact, the podcast for Christian writers who want to impact their readers. I'm your host, Daylene Bickle, and each week I'll help you keep a pulse on the publishing industry, showcase Christian authors and their books, and share ways you can improve your craft and magnify your message. Whether you're a fiction or nonfiction writer, traditionally or indie published, established, or just starting out, this podcast is for you. While you may indeed be introverted by nature, as a Christian writer, you are called to let your light shine, not hide it under a basket. Friend, God has chosen you as his mouthpiece about a particular topic, and he has entrusted you to write a particular book for a specific audience. He therefore intends for you to go out and reach that audience. Remember Moses? He didn't want to be in the public eye or communicate with a large group of people either. But God was with him and provided him with a helper, his brother Aaron. When you step out in faith and network with others, you can rest assured that God is with you and he will lead you to people willing to help you spread your book's message. Number 2 is that everyone is busy. And we seemingly get busier every day. But God calls us to make time for others, especially those who are in need. And friend, there are people out there who are in need of your book and the truths that you share in it. I believe God has readers waiting for you, but you have to take the time and effort to find them beyond your social media accounts. 3, yes, a lot of networking groups charge membership fees. And to be honest, most business networking groups aren't a good fit for authors, since they expect each member to refer a certain number of potential clients to fellow members each month. It's just not feasible for authors. But that's not to say that all networking groups charge fees or aren't suitable for authors. A group doesn't have to have the word networking in its title to be considered a networking group, and networking doesn't have to take place inside a group at all. It can be one-on-one. Networking is simply the act of getting to know other individuals. You can do that for free every day in a variety of ways. Be creative. And tackling that 4th excuse, you know, that it's sleazy. I agree that some networkers only connect with individuals they perceive as being potential money-making clients, and so they go to great lengths to wine and dine them to win them over. But that's not a fair representation of all networkers. Just because some people reflect badly on an activity doesn't mean that the activity itself is bad. Look at all of us believers who continue to sin. In those sin moments, we're reflecting badly on Christianity. But does that mean Christianity itself is bad? No, of course not. Rather than avoiding networking because of some cultural perceptions, I encourage you to embrace networking. Be the example of how networking can be done well, in a way that honors God and others. Okay, so how exactly should you network? Well, here come the 5 essential networking tips for writers. First, before you introduce yourself to someone new, have an elevator pitch prepared. This is something the members of my Inkwell writing community worked on in January. And if you'd like access to the replay of this workshop and write with us every Wednesday, plus gain exclusive live access to our upcoming monthly craft chats, then be sure to visit daylenebickle.com and click the Inkwell logo on the homepage to learn more about it and become a member. But back to elevator pitches. You want to develop a brief 1 to 2 minute summary of what you write, who you're writing for, what makes your writing unique, and then end it with a call to action. And yes, all of that can be fit into a 1 to 2 minute elevator pitch. The second essential networking tip for writers is to attend local in-person events. Don't just rely solely on online events and social media groups. Those are helpful, of course, but don't overlook the power of in-person interactions, since these result in much stronger relationships. Look at the upcoming events in your area. You can go to Facebook events or Eventbrite. Your local news channel or newspaper also often has community events pages on their websites. Maybe a local ministry organization posts different Christian events that are coming up in your area. So look at those to see if there are any writing groups, critique groups, bookstore events, library events, and so forth that you can attend. If not, consider hosting a meeting or an event of your own. The third essential tip for writers is to get to know your local bookstore owners and their employees. Don't go in for the first time when you have your book in hand and are asking them to sell it for you. Rather, go while you're still writing your book. Become a regular customer and maybe help them with some of their events. Remember, friends tend to support friends. But also remember, you can't rely on your friendship alone. You also have to publish a quality book and make it available at wholesale discounts through a reputable distributor in order for a bookstore to purchase your book. Now, some other types of stores or visitor centers might purchase directly from you and sell on consignment, but you still have to have a quality book. Check out episode 74 titled, Can You Get Your Self-Published Book Into an Indie Christian Bookstore? For more information on this topic. The fourth essential networking tip for writers is that if you plan to go on a blog or podcast tour when your book launches, read those blogs and listen to those podcasts in advance to make sure your book's message will be a good fit for their audiences. And while you're reading and listening as part of your research, post comments or send occasional notes to the podcast hosts, letting them know what you most appreciated about a particular episode or post. It's a way to introduce yourself and build rapport organically. Believe me, when I personally receive a comment on my blog posts or get an email from an Ink and Impact listener, I notice them. I truly appreciate their comments, and their names stand out in my memory. If they were to later ask to be a guest on my show and their proposed topic was something that met my criteria for the show, I would absolutely schedule an interview because I got to know them earlier, right? It wasn't just a pitch. It was a pitch from someone who is a longtime listener. And the fifth essential networking tip for writers is that occasionally when you meet someone, it's a rushed conversation. If they're not local to you, but it's someone you'd really like to get to know better, invite them to join you on a brief Zoom chat. Or sometimes they'll invite you to join them on a Zoom chat. Take advantage of these opportunities to connect. Don't shy away from being on camera. So those are my five essential networking tips for writers. Each are things that you should do. But I also have a bonus networking tip, and that is something that you should not do. I'm sharing this because it's happened to me twice in the last 2 weeks, and I consider it to be rather rude. What is it? Do not add people to your email subscriber list just because you had a conversation with them. Just because I had a conversation with you and we talked about your book or your message or your work, that does not mean that I want to receive your weekly or, in one case, twice weekly emails. Hear me out. If I've already signed up to join your Facebook group, or if I've purchased a book from you in the past, maybe I've attended one of your events or I've requested your freebie, then I expect that I'll be added to your email list. But I do not expect to be added to your email list simply because I responded to your email message or even met you in person. So, when you go to conferences, don't go home with a stack of people's business cards and add them all to your newsletter list. Or after snagging a podcast guest interview, don't add the host to your email list. Or after having coffee with a new acquaintance, don't rush home and add them to your email list. I think you get the picture. Wait until a new contact actually signs up for something of yours or purchases something from you before adding them to your email list. All right, let's wrap all of this up because networking is important for writers. Although networking doesn't always come naturally or easily, it offers writers a multitude of rewards. When we step out of our comfort zones and rely on God's guidance, we develop resiliency and build our trust in Him. Networking with others prevents us from remaining isolated and helps us sell more books. But just as importantly, networking enables us to grow in both community and grace. The more people we meet, the more personalities we face. And by God's grace, we learn how to be the light of Christ to not just our readers, but also to the members of our communities. Do you plan to self-publish in the next year or two? Be sure to download my free 2-page self-publishing checklist that walks you through the entire self-publishing process. This comprehensive checklist is something every indie author needs to ensure they're not overlooking any important steps along the way. Download the checklist today so you can self-publish with clarity and confidence. Grab your copy using the link in the show notes or at DaleneBickle.com. That's it for today, fellow pen pusher. Remember, don't just write a book, make an impact.